안녕하십니까? 2025학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2025학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your school nutritionist, Ms. Jenny. As you all know, our school provides a vegetarian option on our lunch menu every Wednesday. To ensure that we continue to improve our lunch service and satisfy your needs, we kindly ask for your feedback. A brief survey about the vegetarian menus will be made available for 3 days starting from today on our school's website. It'll only take a few minutes to complete, and your honest opinions are greatly appreciated. Your survey responses will help us create better lunch menus and provide meals that everyone can enjoy. Thank you for your participation.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mia. You look stressed. Is everything okay?
Hey, Rami. Yeah, I've been dealing with a lot of stress lately, so I'm researching effective ways to relieve it.
I understand. In my opinion, doing breathing exercises regularly is a very effective way of relieving stress.
Really? How so?
When you take long, deep breaths, your blood pressure and heart rate decrease, which helps calm your entire body.
Okay, I see.
It also slows down your thinking, which can help your brain to relax and let go of stress.
Ah, so it can help me clear my thoughts.
Exactly. And it's something that you can do anywhere at any time.
That's true. I can just do the exercises in my room each morning.
Right. That's why performing regular breathing exercises is so useful for relieving stress.
Thanks for the advice. I'll make them part of my daily routine.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Dr. Mitch from the Innovation Committee, and today I'd like to share an effective way of coming up with good ideas when your team gets stuck during meetings. Instead of sitting around in an office, try having walking meetings. During walking meetings, Both the change of environment and physical movement help stimulate brain activity. When walking, our minds become more open to new perspectives, which eventually leads us to more creative ideas. So, the next time you need to brainstorm with your coworkers, try having a discussion while walking. You'll be surprised by how it helps produce creative ideas.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sunny, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at a photo of my remodeled dining room.
Let me see. Wow, I like the shelf installed on the wall.
Yeah, I put it there to display plates.
Good idea. And I like the picture on the wall next to the shelf.
Thanks. I took down the old one and hung up a framed picture.
Looks great. What about the floor lamp? It looks like it's in a new spot.
Yes, I moved it to a new spot near the window.
It makes more sense to put it there. And the table looks different.
Right. I replaced the old table with a round one. It fits the space better.
That's a nice change. And the chairs, are those new?
Yes, the new ones have armrests. Hopefully, my family will be more comfortable.
I think they will.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alden, tomorrow's the big day for the coding competition we're organizing.
I know, but we're almost ready.
Okay, good. I set up the desks and arranged them in a circle to have enough space for the equipment.
Really? Thank you for doing that.
No problem. I also check to see if all of the computers are connected to the internet.
Thanks. I made a name tag for each participant.
Perfect. I'll put them on the desks this afternoon.
Sounds good. Let me think about what else we need to do. Oh, I almost forgot to wrap the gifts for the participants.
That's already taken care of. They were pre-wrapped. All we need to do is get a cart to move the boxes.
Thank goodness. I'll borrow a cart from the student union today.
Great. I think we're all set.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello. Welcome to Sky Tower Observatory. How may I help you today?
Hi. I'd like to purchase tickets for my family.
Sure. Our admission prices are $30 for adults and $20 for children and senior citizens. How many tickets would you like?
I'll take 2 adult tickets and 1 child ticket.
Great. We also offer a special guided tour for an additional $10 per person. You'll have the chance to learn fascinating facts about Sky Tower from our experienced guides.
That sounds interesting, but we don't need a guided tour.
No problem. We also offer a 10% discount for local residents. Do you happen to live in the area?
Yes, we all do.
Wonderful. Okay. So that's 2 adult tickets and 1 child ticket with a local resident discount. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Here's my credit card and our IDs.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 이번 주말에 농장에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Mom, the rain has finally stopped. Are you going to the farm this weekend?
Unfortunately, I don't think I can go.
Why not? Is it because of the project at work you've been busy with?
No, I finished that project last week.
Then are there other things you need to do?
Not really. I already took care of all the housework.
Then why can't you go? I thought you were planning to go to the farm.
I was, but I have a gathering with my friends this weekend.
Oh, I see. But will the crops be okay?
Yes, they'll be fine. Skipping 1 week is not a big deal. And I'll visit the farm with new farming equipment next weekend.
Great. I'll go with you then.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 페스트리 파라다이스에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Lily, are you interested in going to Pastry Paradise?
Oh, isn't that the famous bakery fair? When is it?
Yeah, that's the one. It's on September 2nd at the Convention Center.
Oh, that's coming up soon. What kinds of things will they have on display?
They'll be showcasing all sorts of amazing baked goods, like fresh pastries, breads, and cakes from top bakeries. On top of that, they'll be selling popular baking tools.
That sounds like fun. Who's organizing the fair?
It's being hosted by the National Cooking Association.
Oh, I know who they are. They always do a great job. Is there an entry fee?
Yes, it's $10 per person. That's not a bad price for everything they are going to have.
I agree. That's reasonable. I'm in. Let's get tickets and make a day of it.
9번. 버추얼 리얼리티 워크아웃 프로그램에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, fitness lovers. Are you ready to witness the future of exercise? Join our virtual reality workout program and discover a new way to stay active. The program will be held from July 15th to July 17th at the High Tech Gym. Come and enjoy 2 hours of intense workouts. Each day, the program will run from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can try virtual cycling and boxing and compete against computer-generated rivals. All necessary equipment, including VR headsets and controllers, will be available for you to borrow at the gym. In order to register for this program, participants must be at least 12 years old. The registration fee is $15. Don't miss this opportunity to see how combining technology and fitness together can create a unique workout experience. Spots are limited, so sign up today.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 탁상용 수족관을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you searching for right now?
I'm trying to find a desktop aquarium. The one we have now is too small for the fish.
You're right. Let me see what you're looking at.
Sure, take a look. We need one that is at least 7 liters in volume.
I agree. What about the shape?
I think we should get a rectangular one because we already had a round one.
Good point. What about the material?
Let's go with plastic. It's lighter and less likely to break than glass.
That makes sense. Oh, I really love this one with the LED lighting.
Me too. It'll light up the aquarium beautifully. I'll order this one.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, can you help me with my homework? I have to make a cooking video.
All right. What kind of dish are you thinking of making?
I'm thinking of making a dish made of eggs, but I need a good suggestion for something easy to make.
Excuse
me, sir. Could you drive me to the train station, please? My train is in an hour, so I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Sure. Normally, it takes about 30 minutes, but with rush hour traffic, it might take longer.
I'm a little anxious about making it on time. Can you get me to the station before my train leaves?
Hey, Joanna. Have you heard about the Digital Detox Weekend coming up?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's a weekend program where you avoid using all electronic devices and instead focus on outdoor activities like hiking, meditation, and group exercise.
That sounds really nice. Where is it being held?
It's at a retreat center on Uphill Mountain, far away from the city.
Wow, that would be a good experience.
Would you like to join me?
Of course I would, but there's one problem.
What's that?
I'm not sure I'll be okay without my phone for the entire weekend.
I understand. It'll be tough at first, but you'll probably find it revitalizing. How about preparing something to focus on during your free time while you're there? Hello, doctor.
Good afternoon. What brings you in today?
My teeth have really been hurting.
All right, let me take a look. Open wide, please. It looks like your wisdom teeth have come in.
Oh, I see. But why do my teeth hurt?
Your teeth hurt because your wisdom teeth are pushing against the rest of your teeth. The best thing to do is to have them removed.
I understand. Can I have them taken out today?
Yes, but you won't be able to eat anything for several hours.
Really? Then I can't do it today. I have a dinner appointment with one of my clients this evening. It's really important.
Okay, but you are still going to be in pain, so I recommend having your wisdom teeth removed as soon as possible.
David and Sienna are close friends. Sienna is preparing for an acting audition, which is scheduled for next month. She is looking for someone to help her rehearse because she needs a partner for her audition scene. She asked David if he can assist her with her audition. David knows how to act because he was a member of a drama club in high school. However, because he recently started a part-time job during the week, he can't help Sienna on weekdays. David wants to tell Sienna that he can only assist her with rehearsing on the weekends. In this situation, what would David most likely say to Sienna?
Hello, students. There are many idiomatic expressions found in the English language. Today, we are going to learn about interesting fruit-related expressions. First, the word apple is used in the phrase apple of the eye to describe someone or something deeply precious. It stems from the ancient times when the apple represented the pupil of the eye. Second, grapes can be found in the expression sour grapes. This phrase comes from the Aesop fable, The Fox and the Grapes, where a fox rejects grapes he can't reach as sour and undesirable. Next, the fruit cherry appears in the term cherry picker. A cherry picker is someone who selects the best items or opportunities, often in a way that seems overly selective. Finally, a lemon is used to describe something disappointing or unpleasant, like the sour taste of lemons. For example, if you buy a car that keeps breaking down, you might say, "This car is a lemon." Now that we've learned about these idiomatic expressions, let's look at some sample sentences to see how they are used in context.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. There are many idiomatic expressions found in the English language. Today, we are going to learn about interesting fruit-related expressions. First, the word apple is used in the phrase apple of the eye to describe someone or something deeply precious. It stems from the ancient times when the apple represented the pupil of the eye. Second, grapes can be found in the expression sour grapes. This phrase comes from the Aesop fable, The Fox and the Grapes, where a fox rejects grapes he can't reach as sour and undesirable. Next, the fruit cherry appears in the term cherry picker. A cherry picker is someone who selects the best items or opportunities, often in a way that seems overly selective. Finally, a lemon is used to describe something disappointing or unpleasant, like the sour taste of lemons. For example, if you buy a car that keeps breaking down, you might say, "This car is a lemon." Now that we've learned about these idiomatic expressions, let's look at some sample sentences to see how they are used in context.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 과일이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.